Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL, your home of the New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, and LSU Tiger Baseball. And you get to hear the start of the College World Series this coming Saturday, 6 p.m. as the Tigers play the Arkansas Razorbacks. And you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, who was at the Saints minicamp practices today. So, Cannon, tell me what you saw at the sessions today.
Well, the weather cooperated. There was no lightning and had to go inside, so the fans were there. I think it was hotter yesterday because I was in the sun. So I got to be in the shade and watch practice, so I wasn't as hot. But, you know, the heat index is a little up. But Mike, you know, we've watched now three OTAs and two minicamp practices, so five practices. You know, because everyone looks at the quarterback. Okay, well, what's happening with Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck? I don't know. I said the first four practices I witnessed, I don't know, it was going back and forth. But today, no, it wasn't even close. Spencer Rattler won. You know, like, okay, who won the day? Now, can Tyler Shuck bounce back tomorrow? Because every day is a new day, but Spencer Rattler, if you look at head-to-head, the throws they were making and all, and what occurred, to me, Spencer Rattler. I'm not saying he was unbelievable, but he still won the day. Remember, I even talked at the end of practice yesterday, how would Spencer Rattler respond at the beginning of this practice? And, you know, he had three consecutive plays that were considered poor plays. Well, Shuck had that today. He had one where he overthrew Mucci Dixon on a pass, incomplete out route to Bum Means, just one good throws. And then, you know, this is a pet peeve of mine. When I see you scrambling on 7-on-7, what are you scrambling?
No.
There's no rush. Now, I know you might want to extend the play, and you don't just want to stand back in the pocket on 7-on-7 and say, oh, I got 5 seconds to throw. No, I would like a quarterback more when you're doing 7-on-7. You could pick and choose to scramble. There's no lineman. But more like, okay, like I'm in the pocket, it's time to throw, and then maybe do a hitch step and then step up in the pocket and then make that throw. Not I'm going to start running all around and ad-lib and all, because to me, that's a minus whenever I see that. But, you know, the defense at times, when are they really going to make a play? Because that's one thing, even asked Coach Kellen Moore. And it's offensive drill 7-on-7, but still the great defense is you get takeaways. Mike, I guarantee you the five practices, I might be wrong. And now we're not at every practice. The practice we could witness, I know we don't have a handful of interceptions. Do we have a couple? I know we dropped one yesterday. We dropped one today. Kool-Aid McKinstry dropped one right at the end of practice in the red zone. Boy, that's when you got to take away that football. And actually that was from a Rattler, when he dropped that interception. And then, Kool-Aid bounced back. He had a nice pass defended against Cedric Wilson Jr. Here's an 8-year veteran. You know, we got him from the Dolphins. But just a lack of takeaways. But looking at the defense on a positive note, so the very first play, these are all guys that you think you'll see for sure, two of these. I don't know if Spencer Rattler's going to be the guy. It was an out route. And I'll tell you, Alante Taylor ate up Chris Olave. If Rattler would have threw that good, it would have been a pick six to the house. Now, I don't know if he sensed that, but I wrote that Alante Taylor, I don't know if he was in the huddle or he knew the play, but he ate up Chris Olave on that route. And if Rattler would have threw it to Chris Olave accurate, it would have been a pick six the other day. Juwan Johnson, he's always in the mix, because I think the Saints are going to definitely, because of Coach Taylor, they're going to mix in some zone. Does this look like Rattler to Juwan Johnson, plus 15 in zone-type coverage in the middle of the field? So that's something you want to see. Mike, we talked about him yesterday, and he continues to be in the conversation. It seems like every practice he has two, if not three, catches. Jack Stahl.
Okay.
Number 88, the fifth-year guy in Nebraska, and another free agent that we got from the Dolphins. And he beat on that play, bad for the defense, good for the offense. But Jack Stahl, that was against Justin Reed. And you know we're counting on Justin Reed. So that caught my attention there. Looking at Chuck coming in, this is towards the beginning of practice, and when he had those three poor plays, I talked about him not getting off to a fast start and about the overthrow and the scramble-type situation. You know who else was in the notes, Mike? And I would say this is – remember, you hear me say this all the time. Oh, man, I don't care if you – whoever you think, I don't, Tom Brady, Dan Marino, this is about as good as it gets in the NFL. Rattler threw a pass to Dante Pettis, another veteran, seven-year veteran out of University of Washington. To me, that was the play of the day. I'm telling you, that was unbelievable coverage. I go, whoa, that was a great throw. I don't know how Rattler got that in there. So to me, that was kind of on a sail route. It's in between a corner route and an out route. So, you know, 20-plus yard play. I thought Rattler to Dante Pettis was definitely the play of the day, I thought, as far as a great throw by Spencer Rattler. Now, in the back of the end zone, Rattler hit Chris Olave. But again, that had been about plus 25-yard line. You know, you think you have a touchdown, but you're not in bounds. So it doesn't count. Like Greg Williams, remember he said, long foul ball, that doesn't count. So that's just the beginning of practice. And I'll elaborate a little bit more after the break. And we'll talk to Deuce coming up. But, Mike, I think Spencer Rattler definitely won the day over Tyler Shuck today.
Bob, I've been keeping notes of the OTA sessions and the minicamp sessions. You have brought up Dante Pettis and Jack Stahl three different times.
Well,
different times.
And Mike, we have this this roster. And then, you know, you got to get familiar with the numbers. And then now you get to the point, well, who's at number 88? Oh, that's Jack Stahl. I've wrote that a number of times. So, no, you get to the point you start remembering their number because you see them making plays out there.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 and the color analyst for all New Orleans Saints football games. Deuce McAllister will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes. We'll have Deuce McAllister up in just a few minutes. Bob, we've talked about some of the veteran players with Jack Stahl making plays, also Dante Pettis. We haven't heard you talk much about Bub Means, and so something a lot of the texters and callers have asked about Bub because he was a guy. Greg Cosell came on and said, I think he's got a shot to have a breakout year this year.
Well, he caught a touchdown today, the latter part of practice from Shuck, but so did Chris Tyree, the wide receiver rookie from Virginia. You know, 5'10", 192 pounds. I said, who's number 89? Oh, Chris Tyree. So they both caught a touchdown. But I'm just saying, for every one note you take Bub Means, you end up taking 2 to 3 notes with Cedric Wilson Jr. or with Dante Pettis. Now, I don't know if it's because they are seasoned veterans and what comes about. Mike, when I look at the wide receiving core, okay, we all know like Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, if you look at that 1-2 punch, and then you'd have to say Brandon Cooks. I don't know. Brandon Cooks, I've taken a couple of notes on him, but not like the veteran that he is to make that much of an impact. And then you throw in like Peoples Jones. So there's a lot of competition. But the point being is that to say, this young guy, that we're not familiar with, like a Bum means, but he had a couple of good games and then, you know, not half a month or whatever. They're not competing with the likes of Chris Olave or Rashid Shaheed. More when you look at the back end and the wide receiver room, it's more like I've taken notes on those veterans like Dante Pettis, like I said, or Cedric Wilson Jr. I'm not taking up for nobody. I'm just telling you what I see.
One of the things, Bob, you know, that sort of reminds me of 2006, Marcus Colston. We watching the OTAs, and people would ask, man, what about Marcus Colston? He didn't do anything.
He was so out of shape and stuff, overweight. Oh. And then when he showed up in late July, August, he was like a different person.
When he went to Mississippi, it was a different Marcus Colston there. And so be interested to see the progress with Bub Means, because you can see he's got talent. But now, come on, you got to turn potential into production now as a player. You're in year two now.
Yeah, and Mike, and like I said, you know, he caught a touchdown, so he only could do enough. Where if you have an opportunity, catch the ball, make plays, but also that trust factor from whoever's playing quarterback, whether it's Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck, that definitely comes into play. And like I said, on the back end of practice, when Shuck went before Rattler, that's when, you know, I talked about Rattler and Kool-Aid dropping that interception, having a nice pass defended against Cedric Wilson. Seems like these quarterbacks, they definitely looking at these veteran receivers. You know, giving them opportunities. But that was before that, when Rattler was in there, Shuck, he threw an incompletion in the red zone, but then he hit Chris Tyree, like I said, for a touchdown and Bum Means. So they did still 7-on-7, but they like no really red zone yesterday. It was first, second, and third down. But today they did a lot of red zone 7-on-7. And, you know, it's like throwing against an extra defender back there when you think about it, because the field shrinks. So, no, when you see a touchdown in the red zone, and Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck, they both could spin it. I just don't like it when on 7-on-7, the ball's not coming out and they're scrambling, and then there's no lineman.
Bob, that ain't good, because I don't like a quarterback kind of rolling around. How many times we saw Drew Brees do that? Virtually never.
Like never. No, yes.
It was coming out of there. It was coming out.
It's coming out, or you got to have confidence in your guards in the center that you could step up in the pocket. That's why with Penning, Cesar Ruiz, and McCoy, more than anything, okay, if you're doing that hitch step and the first receiver, first, second read's not open, and you want that last, you know, tenth of a second to get rid of the ball, you want to be able to step in the pocket and make that throw, and that's why you got to be strong in the interior line.
Bob, one of the things I remember when you said it before anybody about Andy Dalton, you said, man, Andy Dalton can spin the ball. He's a better quarterback than Jameis Winston. When I asked you why, he was like, he doesn't hold a ball. The ball's out of there fast with Andy Dalton.
The ball's out of there. And just watch at times also, you know who's won Super Bowls and has lasted and why the Browns are still trusting him? Because he knows where to go. Joe Flacco.
Yeah,
isn't Joe Flacco like a big statue back there?
Yeah, pretty much.
But you think he's running around? No, he's stepping up and making the throws.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870. We'll be joined by Deuce McAllister right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, color analyst for the New Orleans Saints, and always go to him for NFL stuff, Deuce McAllister. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
No problem. How are you gentlemen doing?
Doing fine, Deuce. Deuce, kind of give us a little oversight of what you got to see today. I know it's pajamas and slippers, but what you've been able to see, and maybe who impressed you?
Well, actually, for me, I'm taking a different approach this year.
Okay.
And when I say I'm taking a different approach, I saw less football this year than I have previous years. And so some of that is you fall in love with some stuff that you see a lot of and you kind of oversell it and it doesn't come out like you want it to. Not to say that, that's what has happened, but I said, okay, let me give myself some fresh set of eyes to be able to say, all right, this is what I'm seeing. And so the last 2 days, what I saw today was a lot better than yesterday. I thought the elements got them yesterday a little bit, you know, as far as the heat. Not to say that it wasn't hot today. I saw a lot better energy. And some of that could have been maybe because you were doing maybe more red zone stuff today. But I saw a lot more energy. I can't really you talked about it, Mike. You all should look good in shorts. You know, you all should look good in space, particularly my fast, explosive guys. You should look pretty good in space. And I would, for the most part, say that was the case. Now, were there a slip or two or, you know, a ball that a guy broke on that, you know, maybe should have been an interception or a drop? Yeah, that's going to happen because you've got so many guys with timing and trying to work all of that stuff into play. But overall, from what I have seen over the last couple of days, you see a team that's excited. You know, I saw a lot of 12 personnel. You see some 11 as well as far as three receiver set, which, you know, I don't know if that's what they're going to specialize in. But so far, you like what you see. But some positive signs, you know, you have Taysom there on the sideline. You want him to be able to get back to get into that fold. How long does it take? We don't kind of know. You also have your other tight end that got hurt last game for
Foster Waro.
Yeah. Foster as well. And so maybe that's why you're running a little bit more 11 personnel, because, you know, maybe the guys that I'm going to be leaning on a little bit more, they aren't here yet. So I don't know. I couldn't tell you definitively. Are they going to be 11 personnel? Or are they going to be a 12 personnel? Because I don't think that they really know at this point. But you see some pretty good guys, and you know, a guy like Alvin. Alvin hadn't been there for the whole OTA sessions. You know, Tyron hadn't been there. DeMario hadn't been there. They've been at DeMario and Tyron, you know, for pieces of it, but not the full part of it. And so you see them kind of fly around, and you know, there were some mistakes made. You know, I couldn't tell you on who's. Which particular player, as far as coverages were concerned, and even probably receivers, there was a couple times that they were stacked on top of each other. But you do see some guys flashing as far as at practice, and I think that's obviously a good sign as well.
Well, you know, Deuce, when I look at, you know, key veterans and pieces
Bobby,
you're trying
Bobby,
to
can
add.
I stop, can I,
yeah.
Bobby, can I stop you 1 second?
Yeah.
Can I stop you 1 second? Because there is something that you can get a good feel for. And you know what that was, and that was yesterday and today. There was something that caught my eye, and this team has to be elite in this category.
Kicking?
Yesterday, we're not elite. Say it again.
They're kicking? Dan, the both kickers, they're both NFL kickers.
Say it again, Bobby. You're exactly right. This team has to be elite in the kicking game.
Yeah,
and so from a punting, front of a punting standpoint, as well as kicking field goals, extra points, coverage standpoint, this team they cannot be average. They have to be elite in that category. And I thought that Blake Groupie yesterday, and this is just when I'm going through everything.
Elite.
Blake Groupie yesterday had a really, really good day, and I think there was a 61-yarder that he hit. And then
you had Smith today.
Yes, today Smith hit a long one as one. His was 61 as well.
That would have been good from 70.
Yeah, he got it pretty good. The other one, though, I think he did miss one.
Yeah, the 49-yarder. He missed a 49-yarder. Yep.
He missed one. Now, on the punting, they didn't do as well as far as pinning him inside the 10. That was one of the things when you talk about. Now, that when I say it didn't do as well, yes, there were probably – I'm a hard grader. If you punted the ball 12 times and you only get 4 inside of the 10, that's not good enough.
No, we have to meet at least 80% plus Flipping the field.
I can't. The old rule used to be, or you're inside the 20.
Right.
That's the old rule. If it's not 10 and within, and out of 12 opportunities, you hit one of three, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. And now I'm not blaming just the punter. I'm going to blame the gunners as well.
Right.
Because they've got to get down there and cover. You've got to get down there and cover. You can't depend on the returner to fair catch it every time. You've got to be in position to cover the punt. And so that was one thing today and probably yesterday, not to say that they didn't hit on them or they didn't execute like they wanted to, but just from the naked eye, just looking at it, yesterday they weren't inside the 10, and that was one reason you didn't have a lot of them inside the 10. They were in the open field. But from a coverage standpoint, they have to be elite, as well as from kicking and making extra points and field goals.
Listen, with Coach Galliano, we run into the same thing as Coach Rizzi. I think Coach Rizzi is going to do an outstanding job with Sean Payton in Denver. And Coach Galliano, is the same thing. It's like they're clones. And I can tell you right now, you look, offense, defense, and special teams, all the phases. Offense and defense, no, we have no chance to be elite or the best in the NFL. But special teams, we do. So to win games, the over and under is 5.5, I'm telling you, if we're going to win, and nothing to write home about, but we're going to win 6 or 7 games, the special teams have to be elite. I don't think that's an opinion. I think how we're going to win, like Blake Groupie, and I think we have two NFL kickers. We have Smith, we have Groupie. That, okay, if we make this kick, we win the game. I said this yesterday. If we miss it, we lose. I think there's going to be a handful of games, whether you win 6 or 7 or you win 4 or 5. I think it's going to come down to if you make it, we win. You miss it, you lose. And, Deuce, you were talking about, like, both kickers. Outstanding. Look, Smith, now he did miss a 49-yarder, made it 54-yarder. But that 61-yard, they both made 61-yard field goals. But now Groupie's one would have been good from 63, 64, but it was straight. But I'll tell you, the one Smith hit today, Deuce, it'd have been good from 70 yards. You want to talk about a leg.
Both had to win to their back. Today it was probably blowing a little bit to the right, and you know how I know I picked up the grass like I'm playing golf to check the wind. And so that's exactly how I knew. Like, man, that both of those guys, they got all of that. Which way is the wind blowing? And so that's when you go and check it, and it's like, yep, that one would have been good, Bobby. I agree, from a long, long way away. And so I don't look. Vegas is right a lot for a reason. I'm not saying that they have it dead on. But it's something that if I'm going to motivate a group of men, I'm definitely going to use that as well. I'm going to use any and everything I can to try to get those guys motivated to go out and play. I mean, and the game isn't played on paper or a computer. You got to go out and play it on the field.
Now, Deuce, what's your take on this? Because I don't know, I want my best players on the field given every opportunity. The only negative, and I still remember this, I'm a big Rashid Shaheed fan, considering where he came from and what he's accomplished. He's an all-pro, not Pro Bowl, all-pro returner. So I'm saying, why would you take him out in that role as far as a returner? Because he could take it to the house to help you win the game. But what if he gets hurt, Bobby? Because he's your number two receiver right now. I said, well, I'm going to roll the dice. I want his hands on the football. Now, the one negative, I don't know. We lost to the damn Falcons. You remember when he tried to field that punt? I go, you got to be kidding me. You know, you can't have those kind of plays. But I'm looking at Rashid Shaheed. They might say, well, he's good. We need another returner. We don't need him. Well, what other returner is all pro? Rashid Shaheed's all pro returner. Now, he's developing as a receiver, being able to run all the route tree and all that. We know he can burn defenders deep. And besides Chris Olave, he's the 1-2 punch at receiver. But I'm like, we're trying to win on special teams and dominate. All I know is, knock on wood, I want him to stay healthy. I want Rashid Shaheed returning the ball simply because he's taking it to the house and he's all pro. I mean, what are the all pros we have on the team? Now, we have some. You know, they've gotten older.
he's not full time for me.
So
I cannot stick him back there full time as far as a returner. if I don't have anybody that can go back there and just catch the ball, you don't have to return it. In certain situations, if I know that I am not trying to return this punt, I need you to catch the ball.
Yes.
I'm not sticking Rasheed back there.
Well, we need Lance Moore just to feel it.
I just need you to catch it. That's exactly right. Just go field it. I don't need it to hit and roll into the end zone.
Yes.
So Rasheed in that situation, for what he means to me offensively, and then it's got to be a situational situation for me to stick him back there and say, hey, look, maybe I need a spark, something of that nature, but I'm not sending him back there 100% of the times to be my returner just because I've seen what this offense looks like without him, and I've seen what this team looks like without him back there. Offensively, I haven't seen it because I hadn't seen the offense and how they're going to use him.
Right.
But if knowing what I know about his ability, he's going to be used a fairly good amount. I want him on offense. And so if we don't have anybody that can go back there and catch a punt, then we got bigger problems than a number two receiver or all pro. You got bigger problems.
And, you know, Deuce, you know who had an impact? You're talking about flash in the pan, and he parlayed that. Now he's no longer with the Saints. Some Saints fans still think Valdez Scantling's on the team. I said, no. he's not with the Saints. Yeah, he went to the Seahawks with Coach Kubiak.
Yeah.
So Coach Kubiak said, no, we need that guy. Talk about making an impact and being explosive. So that's why who could catch our attention. You want to talk about taking advantage of opportunity in a short window. Valdez Scantling, he did that. He's a different type of receiver, but like Bub means, what young cat maybe who could come up and have an impact? Deuce, I want you to elaborate on that. Who you think? Because, okay, you might disagree with this. You probably do. I don't think Chris Olave, is one of the best receivers in the NFL, but he could be everybody's number two. I don't know about number one. What from a national perspective, who really talks about? Not talking about the Ja'Marr Chase and all the world. Who really talks about the elite number ones? Come on, Chris Olave. Now, I know he had concussions and all that, but he's not in that conversation. But I think Chris Olave would start on every team as a number two. So is that a fair assessment or what?
There are not many Ja'Marr Chase and Jeffersons out there in the world. I mean, there's a level of three to four guys that, you know, hey, this guy is an old saying, a boy dog. So you've got probably three guys, maybe four, that are at that pure elite level. I would still have Chris in probably my second tier of
receivers. Okay.
As a really good receiver. Now, the other thing is, how are you using him? You know that he's not going to be a guy that's going over the middle and, you know, catching contested catches
every
catch for him. If you're going to use him like that, you're not doing him a disservice. You're doing him a disservice because that's not his game. But if you can get him as far as in the slot, on the outside, you know, being able to run routes, just pure footwork as far as running routes, he can give you that all day. And I think, you know, just using him in different ways, because the attention is going to go to him. Now, teams are going to want to get physical with him. I mean, but he's played against man-to-man and physical corners before, so he knows how to adjust to that. But for me, he is probably in that second tier of elite receivers. And I mean, like I said, there's only so many Jordan Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. There's only so many of those guys out there.
But even you can go beyond that. Even if he was on the Eagles, he'd be the number three guy. And I'm just telling you.
I wouldn't say he would be number three. I think he would give Smitty every bit of what.
Oh, well, he ain't produced like Smitty. Maybe he's the quarterback. I don't know.
I mean, but Bobby, if no knock against you, but if me and you are throwing the ball to him, then I mean, you're an NFL quarterback. I'm not, but I mean, you got to be able to get the football as well too.
I agree. I totally agree with that. Like Drew Brees helped make Lance Moore better. You look at Coastal to tell you Drew Brees made him, you know, the outstanding receiver, the trust factor. Look, Jimmy Graham. Man, you don't think Drew Brees helped Jimmy Graham get paid?
Got him paid. And so, I mean, that we can be naive and say, no, that doesn't play a factor in it. But, I mean, we know that that has to play a factor in him as far as getting him the football as well. And so if you've got continuity from a quarterback standpoint with a receiver and I can get him the ball, that definitely helps, you know, as far as my production and my numbers are concerned. I mean, there's plenty of guys that will tell you, you know, the quarterback helped me make a lot of money. You know that.
I
don't think that we've been able to do that consistently. And then to Chris's, like you said earlier, to Chris's point, Chris has had some injuries that probably hadn't helped him as well, you know, where he's doing really, really well in the season, and then you get banged up and, you know, he's not available. So that hadn't helped also.
Well, Deuce, before we let you run, and I don't know, I hear the music, but I'm going to ask you this anyway. When I think of Honey Badger and Justin Reed, from a local perspective, who doesn't love those cats? Come on, Justin Reed and Honey Badger. Now, we're probably more familiar with Justin Reed's brother because Justin Reed went to Stanford, but it's still Dutchtown. It's still homegrown. And you look at Tyrann Mathieu. But I'm telling you right now, the safety position, they not as consistent overall as Malcolm Jenkins and Marcus Williams. That's just my opinion. You might think I'm out there, but I'm not talking about Minneapolis Miracle and all that, but I'm just thinking overall, the trust factor, what I had with Marcus Williams and Malcolm Jenkins is better than what we have at safety right now.
I probably wouldn't agree with you.
Okay.
If it is, it's going to be in what year are we talking?
Williams and Malcolm Jenkins were rolling. That duo.
When they were rolling, of course, I'll give you that. But, I mean, I need to see these two work.
Yeah, they haven't played together. Yeah, I mean, they did back with the Texans and Chiefs and all that.
I need to see these two work before I make that assumption and assume there.
I got you.
Because, one, you knew what you were going to get once you saw them rolling. I mean, we don't know. They haven't even – I don't know how many times they lined up. Even
they practiced twice together.
I mean, but even then, you know, Honey Badger wasn't running the full ones
right.
With them. You know, so I need to see more in that situation, and then I need to see from the standpoint of how are they truly using them. I mean, and you know, one will roll to the box and, you know, will it be more match coverages, different things of that nature. So those are things that I need to be able to see.
Deuce, thanks so much for joining us. One thing we can all three agree on, if the Eagles want to give us A.J. Brown to run those slant patterns, I got my hand up for it.
I guarantee Kellen Moore would want that.
You only got one hand up or you going to put two of them up?
I'm holding one thing in my hand now, but I would put two hands up, Deuce. Thank you, brother.
100%.
All right, Deuce.
All right. Deuce McAllister, color analyst here with WWL Radio and the New Orleans Saints. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at 520, former Major League Baseball pitcher and also covers the LSU Tigers for us. Scott Sanders will join us to talk LSU baseball right here on the Big 870 WWL after this news break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.